Merhaba, ahlan, I'm Ray Siilata. If you have completed Module 7, you will have a better understanding of using ELLP to identify the text levels students can read and understand, supporting phonemic awareness, and a range of strategies to develop vocabulary and reading comprehension. In Module 8, a key message is that writing skills should be linked to the development of oral language and reading skills. Many of the approaches used in one of these skill areas can be adapted for use in the other, for example, brainstorming. Effective writing is based on a progression of skills from first grasping a pencil to using words in order to form sentences and organizing ideas into paragraphs. Students need lots of opportunities and your support to develop and practice these skills in preparation for writing. You can lead a student to the paper, but you can't force them to write. Discussing key ideas, using visual prompts, completing writing frames and other graphic organizers all help ensure that a writing task can be successfully negotiated. All learners need to know what the piece of writing should look like upon completion. Talking about models of recounts, descriptions, or information reports encourages students to discover what makes this kind of writing different from another. The English Language Intensive Programs, ELIP, provide a comprehensive guide to the different types of text we expect students to produce. Most learners will benefit from a systematic spelling program that operates alongside the teaching of vocabulary, reading, and writing. Using a method such as look, say, spell, cover, write, check will assist students to make the links between their phonemic awareness and visual memory. By the time you've completed this module, you will have a better understanding of using an integrated approach to develop writing skills, of allowing ample preparation time, and of discussing models of particular writing styles.